Okay, so let's switch to Vilenko's interpretation of asking, declaring. He says that understanding this last polarity of Oshra, his asking, declaring, never suited him. Intonations, interrogative or exclamatory intonations, are far from the most important manifestation of these intertype differences. For example, the inspector is very good at asking questions, although he is considered a declaring type. Otherwise, he would not be an investigator. Answers are given by evasive, streamlined ones, often just joked off. So the interpretation of this feature as questioning and asserting has yet to be resolved. He puts a different meaning in the context, in the content of this attribute, namely the degree of intensity and radicalism of change. Asking types are more radical in their actions, and above all, extroverted. Declaring types are less radical, especially introverted ones. The confrontation and balancing of these tendencies gives rise to the resulting vector of development. And, well, he highlights three of these levels. This was the very first one. What do you guys think about this? Quests as radical and declatims as less inclined to raise questions and bring forth change.
That's very interesting in that. So it's kind of correlated to with static and dynamic, the way you phrase that, in the sense that asking types want to change things by asking questions, but declaratives don't want to induce change by asking questions, since asking questions exposes things that people might not want to be exposed.
I think that is an interesting theory, but I think it's more likely that the initiating and the terminating is more like what Galenko is proposing. The initiating types are more likely going to be more explorative, and the terminating types are more going to be more stable-minded and making sure that things are completed. And so the asking, I wouldn't say the asking types are much more explorative and more radical. That probably, I would disagree with that. For example, I'm picking on Jeremy, but I know that Jeremy has stated multiple times that he is not a creative, and he is also an asking type. He is much more of a finisher and taking other people's ideas and collecting them and giving it to other people up to their interpretation to see what they like. And he's more trying to focus on self-studying and completing and making the works of others available and creating good content. He doesn't necessarily push for a lot of exploration or some generating these new ideas or going forward with them and pushing these new ideas. He just goes ahead and says, I found this cool thing. Do whatever you like with it.
Jeremy, do you have anything to add?
Sure. You know, I can see how you can see that, but I'm also quite content with breaking in the model. You know, I have no allegiance to Model A or Model G or Sociology in general or Jung or anything like that. If the path of lead where it's going to lead, you know, if it means just totally finding out everything I ever learned was wrong, so be it. You know, that's just kind of like the quest for the truth. But I think, like, you can see in other types, like particularly IEs are going to be the most revolutionary types. I think that's probably where Glenko is getting this idea of being revolutionary, because they're a pretty clear example of that. And, you know, he loves EAs, you know, obviously. But you can see also what something that Strat says, is that asking types have a negative aspect of NE. So the scheme is rejection. So it either pushes away from the external environment, sees it as not adequate or possible, where declarative types have any plus internal. So it's like reunification and kind of blending out the smoothing out the differences and integrative. So I can see how it would be the revolutionary aspect for asking types.
Galenko says later on that psychological mutations are random changes most of which are useless or even harmful, are produced by questive types, asking, and their selection and consolidation are done by declamatives or declaring types. Jeremy, what do you think about this?
I think I agree with that. It also is consistent with the Stratificus says as well. It's kind of weird. It sounds a lot like what he says about process and results, though, doesn't it? The communication is something that results pay attention to, or it's actually the process of evolution, or process is kind of evolutionary process where mutation is selected by results and process really develops it. So when I read that last week, whatever it was, it did kind of interest me, like how to distinguish between that and process and results, because it sounds pretty similar. And the dichotomies are very similar. So I'd agree, but I think it needs a little more clarification there as how they're different.
Would anyone else like to comment on this one?
Yeah, I also agree that those definitions tend to blur, also because they're very connected. My thoughts on that is that I actually have no thoughts on that. I started to declare before I actually knew what the fuck I was declaring about.
Sublime. Okay, so thirdly, at the energy level, continues Kalinko, this polarity corresponds to such opposite processes as the concentration of energy related to asking types and its dissipation related to declaring types. Energy terms which he uses are hubs and dissipators. In addition, the development by the concentration of energy he will call intense, by the dissipation of energy he calls extensive. Any comments on this?
I mean, I don't have a lot to say in that, but I can kind of see that as well. I think concentration of energy I kind of feel, especially more like an NP kind of way. I imagine there's probably a difference with other clubs and other types. I think this is actually where it comes in, like the information generators, where you just kind of really concentrate energy on generating information and doing that NP kind of stuff. And then, I don't know the other SSP, all those kind of things on my head. Declarative types, but it is much more diffuse, it seems like. It's more like the energy carriers, or it's kind of like a peak and a crest. That's kind of the concentration in the declarative types. Kind of implement it in an energetic level.
Yeah, I see declaration more of dissipation of energy, so I can kind of see that in agreement. I'm not sure whether the right terminology is to say one is more focused on the direct output and one is more focused on the direct input. That might not be the proper terminology and that might be backwards, but I do see the declarative types, they tend to focus more on going for that energetic, like they try to spend that energy first and they'll try to go ahead and put out something and then they'll revisit it. It's not so much like they're going ahead like the asking types and going ahead and leaving it open. They're more going to go ahead and spitball and then fix it. And this is kind of correlated to results versus process, but the declarative types in general are going to spitball something and be very confident, or wait and not like spitball it out, so not expend that energy. So they'll like spitball something and then they'll wait, and they'll spitball it another time, and then they'll wait, and they'll spitball it another time. So it's kind of like throwing a ball and waiting to see if it hits, and then throwing another ball and then seeing if it hits. It doesn't really accumulate that energy. It's not like holding those baseballs in their heart or in their hand or in their pouch or anything. But for the questioning types, instead I see that they're like collecting these questions or collecting something or kind of exploring something. And then at the same time, they're going in this direction or that direction. They're just trying to find to collect. Like, oh, we can go here. And then we can go here. And then we can go here. Like, they're trying to see, like, where are the breadcrumbs? Like, if you think about like Hansel and Gretel, they're, like, collecting breadcrumbs. And they're collecting those thoughts. And they're collecting those thoughts. And they're collecting those thoughts. And here's another breadcrumb. And here's another breadcrumb. And here's another breadcrumb. And, oh, there's another breadcrumb. Where can we go and find more breadcrumbs? I can kind of see that that's more like accumulation of energy versus one is like a dissipation of energy.
Fourthly, there are in essence two types of feedback behind this polarity: reinforcing deviations and disturbances, questing, and weakening, compensating them. The climbable, I don't think that's the word. Which of the two opposing tendencies will prevail is determined not only from within the system, but also under the influence of external factors. In the case of a serious threat to the existence of a collective, two choices arise before its members: leave before it is too late, or stay. To leave the system in distress is the choice of declatem, and to remain in it is the choice of questem. And stay either for active struggle, more typical for extroverts, or for a simple device for more introverts.
I think this section well correlates to stabilizers, and when it says weakening and compensating them, that's more in line for stabilizers or conventionally the whole Delta Quadra, you know, normalizers and SJs. So it appears more like that, whereas Questic is revolutionary and, you know, messing things up and barking up all of the trees and whatnot.
I can kind of see where he's going with this. Maybe some of it is confusing it with his creative subtype, but I can also agree that the asking type do frustrate me because they tend to not have a certain direction, I feel, or they're not holding on to the certainty as much, that they're okay with exploring newer ideas just for the sake of exploring, and they don't have truths, in my opinion. Like, they don't believe something firmly, that they believe that everything can be re-edited, and it's okay to live in that kind of situation, so they can go ahead and reinvent themselves, where I feel kind of scared to do that. Like, I need to have some kind of certain understanding or certain foundation or certain kind of boundary to know where I am before I destroy it or before I recreate it. I need to know there is a certain boundary, that there is a foundation. And if I try to learn something new without that boundary, without that certainty, I feel kind of lost and I feel very scared and uncertain. I need to have that boundary first before I destroy it. Where I feel asking types don't necessarily need to have that.
Well, I would kind of say that that is kind of our default state, is that uncertain, ready to just, that's kind of part of the definition that you get into, like with Strat, is that we're uncertain and we're doubting, whereas declaratives are convinced and certain. And when you feel uncomfortable in that with Quest, you know, that's just kind of our default state, you know, that's why we're kind of running that way. Always challenging and always looking for answers, and like always exploring, because we just have no certainty. And it would be pretty nice if we could find that, I suppose. But it seems like an impossible task. And then to get to like a Glenko, I don't know. Again, I kind of got a little bit of crossover with the process results, I think. So it's, he says that the declaratives will most likely stay in this, or they'll leave the system, which is more like process. And Quest will stay in the system and kind of fight, which is more like results. And he says that asking types can live in like really difficult situations, external situations, because their inner world is not as complex as process types, which, you know, maybe on a philosophical level, that makes sense. I don't think someone would necessarily strive for more chaos in their environment necessarily, just because their results are, if they're asking to, it does kind of work for some things I've seen. So this kind of reminds me of like the fight or flight kind of reflex, and declaratives, I guess, are the big ones. They get what getting's good, and Quest stay in there and fight. Which also goes back to the revolutionary economy, I think. You know, kind of like, you know, they see the world as it is and want to change it. They don't, they're kind of acting, and nuclear types will kind of see it for what it is and either accept it and go with it or just run away. I did kind of read this one, and it seemed a little counterintuitive to me in some ways. But mm-hmm. I kind of read again, like, okay, I guess I can kind of get that.
If we're seeing correlations with results, I think that would be more in tune for introverts, because introverted involutionary types are asking types, whereas for extroverts, it's evolutionary types. But even so, extroverted types will interact more with the environment and people, so they'll tend to rile up things more. Can appear as if emulating something more in line with results and messing things up.
Yeah, he says, either stay for active struggle, more typical extroverts, or for a simple device. For introverts, I don't know exactly what it means for a simple device.
As a declarative, I can't confirm that I do like running away from my problems.
Yeah, but that can also be the distant dichotomy of DCNH.
I was about to say that.
Oh, that's true.
I was about to say you're a little...